Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News' Dan Araki gets us caught up on the elusive federal stimulus package.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Former President Obama continues to divide Americans, this time attacking Hispanic Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former President Barack Obama took a dig at Hispanic Americans who voted for President Trump, saying they looked past what the president said and his immigration policies because they were aligned on social issues. Obama making the remarks in an interview with the radio program The Breakfast Club.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Supreme Court knocks down some of New York Governor Cuomo's COVID mandates.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25-person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Live.
Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, the last time that Pastor Paula White Cain and I spoke was just over the release of her new book, Something Greater, Finding Triumphs Over Trials. And little did we know, several months going forward, that we would be dealing with a pandemic. Again, the pressures upon a duly elected president would continue to the point now that we've entered into an election and there's lots of controversy and concern over voter fraud. And Pastor Paula is back with us. Pastor Paula, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Great to be with you, Bill. I'm doing well. I mean, in the midst of a pretty crazy year, huh?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you and I both are, you know, we have hearts because of our faith in God, that there's something greater in the midst of all this, as you wrote about in your book. But you won't find that something greater if you're not looking. And that's not to say that, you know, even people with the greatest faith that I've ever known, it's not that they ever enter into those moments where they question their faith. I mean, we've heard the stories of even the former Pope, for example, who found himself in a faith crisis and wondering if he really believed what he thought he had believed. I mean, and you think, whoa, that's from the Pope. I mean, who else and how else does that happen?
You know, Bill, you're so right. I think times like this are very trying on people, that we all hit those moments in our life, whether it's a personal crisis, a national crisis, a world crisis, that tends to rock us. We look at the Apostle Peter had his own crisis because things didn't turn out the way he thought it should turn out. When our Lord and Savior was crucified, of course, they thought he was setting up an earthly kingdom at the time, and now they're hiding behind walls of fear, they're denying Christ. And so you see that is part of our human nature. And I just advocate for people to really press into God at this time and simply reach to him. And that's done in a very simplistic way of prayer and getting in his word and meditation. And God is a faithful God. Psalm chapter 89, verse 4 says, he's a covenant-keeping God, and he will not alter that which is on his lips. And I have found that during my most difficult times, which is what the book is about, I kind of expose everything that I've gone through, which have been some very tribulation and trying times and trials, some which I brought on myself, some which happened to me, some which were because of things that I stood for. But in the midst of them all, what it ended up doing was pressing me into a greater place of faith. We know that the enemy wants to challenge that, still that he comes to still kill and destroy. Destroy means to utterly abolish your purpose. But God's come to give you abundant life. And abundant life is not materialism. Abundant life is one that is superior in quality and quantity with him. He's come to give you not just peace with God, but the peace of God, joy. He gives you patience, love. And his fruit of the Spirit is that's something that you can never purchase. You can't get from this world. It's from an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right. Fear is what the world is giving us, and that's what is abounding too much of these days. But I am encouraged, Paula, because what I see is more people are looking up. And people are praying all over the country like they have not before. I mean, recently we just had the return event. Franklin Graham had his march on D.C. as well. And my conversation with Jonathan Kahn when we were, you know, I said, we pray God's will be done. But we need to understand when we say God's will be done, we're releasing what that represents. It's not our will in any manner. I mean, because oftentimes his will of and way of doing things is not, as you said earlier, is not the way that we would necessarily prescribe. But thank God we're not God.
You know, it's his will is his word. And it's, you know, God is very clear on some things that are just uncompromisable to him, that are, as he says, these things I hate, these things are abominations to me. It's what I stand for. God's a covenant keeping God. And I keep going back to that because he's a relational God.
Yes.
And when we pray his word, we pray his will. And we have to know that. I think sometimes it's an easy cop-out for people just to kind of say, well, whatever, you know, God, you know, your will be. When the reality is he was very specific in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 with his disciples. They came to him and they didn't say, hey, God, after all the miracles, after all the wonderful things, the teachings that they'd seen of Jesus, they didn't say, you know, teach us how to build a big ministry. Teach us how to handle difficult people. Teach us how to preach well. He said, teach us how to pray, because they understood that the vehicle to releasing the will of God, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will, the intention of God, be done in the earth as it is in heaven. And so it is through prayer that we bring the intention of God to release. And how do we know the intention of God? Well, we get into his word that he has principles and patterns that are very specific. Mm-hmm. And that's how we begin to pray. Yeah. And so, you know, it really is. Unfortunately, the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. I encourage people, press into God during this time.
Amen.
Get in his word. His word will speak to you. His word will reveal truth. It's the infallible word of God. And that's where we'll really find his will and be able to bring it to pass in the earth.
Paul, as you point out in your book, something greater, you experience God as you go through these trials and these events in your life, and you realize that God is a covenant-keeping God, and suddenly covenant-keeping has a lot more meaning than the first time you read it, because you realize that God is trustworthy, and this is clearly the difference between the God of the universe who we serve and love and follow versus a government that proves itself untrustworthy. They do not know about covenant, and this is what we're finding out right now. So trust is a huge issue. Without trust, how do you have a relationship?
You really can, and you nailed it, because faith, and which in the Greek, of course, is pistis, which means total trust. So when we look at something like, now, faith is the substance of, it means now total trust, you know, and so it is total trust, and God is trustworthy. He will not fail you. There's no variance in him. There's no changing when we mean, like, he's not double-minded. He doesn't suddenly go, well, I'm going to do this, but I do that. He's not corrupt. He's not,
right.
He's not man in any way. And so we can put our confidence in him based on his character and based on his word. And that is so important for people during a time that God is a certain God during very uncertain times. And when the world seems upside down to many people, and as we said, untrustworthy, and our nation is a very divided nation, no matter, you know, what happens in our future. We look at 70-something million on one side, 70-something million on another side, etc. And I say to people, look unto the Lord from where your help comes from, your help comes from the Lord. And, you know, some will call on chariots and some will call on horses, but we will call upon the name of the Lord. And recognizing that God does use people, He uses imperfect people, He uses flawed people, but our hope, our trust, our confidence is in the Lord.
Amen.
And that's where you can rest assured that God has you. He's Alpha and Omega.
Got to go to quick break. Pastor Paula is the personal minister, spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump, and author of the book Something Greater. More from her after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
We have a country to save.
Yeah, we sure do. We the people, as in. And you want to know what we the people looks like? Boy, I'll tell you, there's a call for we the people to come together, to be united. That old trite saying, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. This is what the forces that have raised their ugly head here in America have been doing, and dare I say around the world. They've been dividing us. They have us at each other's throats at a time when we should be come together and fighting this this war on this pandemic, to fight this war on corruption. I tell you, people around the country, 73 million people and counting, have become more and more convinced and more loving. Imagine that, more loving of Donald Trump, and appreciating that he's standing in the gap. He's been taking the bullets for this country. Some people and some media acolytes, you know, in my humble opinion, don't know what they're talking about when they say that, oh, this is all about Donald Trump. This isn't all about Donald Trump. Is standing for we the people. He's the one that's been taking all the bullets. And right now it's manifest in this this exposure of voter fraud that's been taking place. It's been manifest from day one when he came on the scene to get this country back on track, to give it back to the rightful hands of the people that it belonged to, if you remember what he said on that infamous day in his inauguration speech. Pastor Paula White Cain is with us, a personal minister, spiritual advisor to the president. Paula, how is the president doing?
Well, first off, Bill, I think you, no one could have said that better. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. The president is doing well. He's very strong. You know, as you can imagine, I mean, this has been a process. As you said, from the day he came down the escalator, it started. Think about it. 19 minutes after the inauguration, they started with the Russian hoax. 19 minutes. Right. So it has been literally nonstop. And in the midst of it, he's done more for the American people. And people have come to understand, trust, and love him. Of course, been with him almost 20 years now and have known him and his family very intimately and had the great, wonderful privilege and pleasure of you know, just being an integral part of their lives. He's very strong. He is, I don't know anyone that could withstand the kind of pressure emotionally, spiritually, physically that he has gone through, and talk to him quite often, every few days, and he is doing incredibly well. And he always reminds me to please tell everyone, thank you for your prayers, how much it means to him. He feels the strength of that. So I encourage people, continue to pray for our president, pray for his strength, pray for his wisdom. I remember we did a big call a few weeks prior, right after he'd come out of COVID, and President was on the prayer call with us on his Facebook page, and he just asked God to give him the wisdom to lead this country. And when you're on a, you know, it wasn't a private call. It was obviously open up on his Facebook and everything, but he was on with Christians who were praying and standing with them. And that's his heart. And that's the man that I get to see and know on a daily basis and seeking for wisdom. But he's tough and he's what we need. We need somebody that wouldn't cave, that wouldn't just give in. And he has stood in that gap, as you said, wanting what I believe every American, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter, independent, is entitled to, and that our entire democracy depends on a fair and impartial election. It is fully adherent to the Constitution and to state statutes, and people want a transparent, fair, impartial election. And that's what has to be determined. We know that we've been battling for the democracy of our nation for quite a long time. And I continue to ask people, pray for the president, pray for his attorneys, pray for all those that are in authority positions that are making decisions. Because from a spiritual perspective, we understand Ephesians 6:12 that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, right, but against principalities, powers, wickedness, and darkness. I pray that God will give a holy boldness and a righteous indignation for his church to stand in the gap and not be ashamed of the gospel and the great values that our country was founded on and the integrity of an election. And the integrity, and that is vitally important,
right,
because there's you know, like I said, 77 million people are not all crazy. I mean, it's easy for them to point out and try to say, well, he's this or he's that. 70 million something people, some of the greatest, most wonderful people that I know are not all crazy. So they certainly try to, media does a very targeted job of trying to define you or put you in a box or, you know, make you look like you're this or that. And it's hard to define what, you know, God has chosen. And so we continue to stay on track and do what we do. And that is, we know how to fight in the realm of the spirit. And I'm not, you know, literally that we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
And then we also need to be in prayer for our president, that God continues to strengthen him. But the good report is, you know, he's doing really well.
Right. Well, and, that's excellent.
Standing strong.
Well, Pastor Paul, the other thing that comes to mind here as we're praying for the president, you can pray against the evil one. You can pray that God would expose the evil, number one.
Amen.
And number two, shut the mouths of the liars.
I mean,
that is a powerful prayer that God will honor, because that's one of those things that God talks about, that he abhors. He abhors lying. And so he will come to the charge of that call. So we need to include that in our prayer as well, right?
100%. That's Proverbs chapter 6. I encourage everyone to look at the six things that God hates and what's an abomination to him. And he has a lot to say about the plans of evildoers and wickedness to carry out. And if we just simply pray the word, we don't have to, you know, say, this person is wicked, that person's wicked. Their deeds will expose themselves.
That's right.
The Bible declares this very easily, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, which means the result, the, you know, effect, the impact. And we looked at a very peaceful gathering of people supporting up in Washington, D.C., standing for democracy, thanking President Trump, et cetera, just a week or so ago. And,
yes.
And
over a million people, Paula. I know. That's the according to the D.C. police count, not the mainstream media, because they tried to mollify it and minimize the effect there. It was incredible the number of people that showed up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and there are people all over. They're standing at, you know, state legislators, the capitals. They're praying every single day. We have millions and millions of people praying. And you think about this, the fruit of the Spirit, the offspring, the product, the effect. And it lists out, of course, those nine things. And you saw people saying the Pledge of Allegiance, people worshiping, people peaceful. And then as it became dark, you saw the horrific acts of Antifa and others that as elderly people were sitting having dinner, throwing explosives into that. And you just see the opposition of literally a battle now between good and evil, right and wrong. And it's that simple. God tells us how to pray for deeds of wickedness and evildoers. And all we have to do is go back to the Word of God.
Well, because, as you say, he's a covenant-keeping God. It's in his character. He is consistent. And time and again, when you experience God, I set aside, you know, the blessings of the experiencing of God, that you will do mighty exploits. I set that aside for the advantage and the benefit of really knowing God. That experiential experience is so special and dynamic that once you continue to grow in that, there's no way you can be the same. The other thing, Paul, I will say this in the last 45 seconds that we have, that has been a big takeaway, an example of the Apostle Paul, who tells us, having done everything that you've done to stand, to keep standing. And that's what I see what Donald Trump has been doing. He stood and he keeps standing. And the reason he does so, because it is the truth on which he stands, is it not?
Absolutely, 100%. You've articulated it better than me this time, Bill.
I don't know if that's possible. Pastor Paula White-Cain has been our guest, author of the book Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials. And, of course, she is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump. Always a blessing. Pastor Paula, thank you for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving
to
you, by the way.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Is here. Great to have you along with us sharing this special time of the year. You know, the holidays do look different this year, and while we may not be able to celebrate the season in the same way as we usually do, one tradition remains the same, giving back each year. Giving Tuesday is celebrated on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. This global day of giving inspires people across the globe to show up and give back to causes and issues that matter to them. This year, people are coming together while apart using social media to support loved ones, causes and communities in creative ways. Facebook is matching a total of $7 million in donations to U.S. nonprofits on Giving Tuesday, and its new season of giving campaign celebrates the many ways people can give and inspire us to give what we can. Caitlin Jankowski is joining us, and she's going to tell us all about Giving Tuesday. Hey, Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Giving Tuesday, break it down. Tell our audience what it's all about.
Yeah, like you had mentioned, Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and it's kind of this global day of generosity launched back in 2012 as a way for people to come together and support the issues and the causes that they care about the most.
Well, very quick, because I forgot to explain Caitlin's title here. I was so excited to get her on so we could talk about this. She's a social impact partner management lead with Facebook. And again, we're thankful to Caitlin and the team for making this all possible because, you know, so many people, I mean, we know that old adage, which is so true, Caitlin, that it's better to give than receive. And Giving Tuesday is a time, it's a joyful time for many people who participate in Giving Tuesday, right?
It sure is. I mean, this year has been a difficult year for everyone, but I think one of the silver linings has been the way that people have come together and shown generosity and compassion with one another. And I think Giving Tuesday is another moment that we can kind of, you know, come together and support whether it's one another or causes that we care about. It's going to be a really exciting Giving Tuesday this year.
Yeah, and this is all part of the Season of Giving campaign that Facebook has been organizing. And tell us more about the specific plans for Giving Tuesday this year, if you would, Caitlin.
For sure. Yeah, so Giving Tuesday, I mean, you had kind of mentioned there's many different ways that you can give back. One of the ways you can give back is by, you know, supporting a cause that you care about on Facebook and on Giving Tuesday. Facebook will be matching up to $7 million that are made to U.S.-based nonprofits. Mm-hmm. There are other ways to get involved, though, during giving season as well. It's not just about giving money. It can be about giving time, giving talents, or kind of a simple act of kindness or generosity that can take place on the platform. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of different ways that you can do that. So, sure, starting a campaign is one of those ways, but other ways you could think about getting involved is we have kind of a service on the platform called Community Help, where you can see people within your general vicinity who might need help, or you can ask for help, whether it's groceries. We're launching something new called Drives, where you could actually, you know, collect food or clothing or other necessities quite easily on the platform. You could decide that you might want to donate blood and be connected with your local blood bank and do that during this time, during, you know, the giving season.
You know, I can't wait when we do a kind of a post-analysis of all this, Caitlin, because as you have just shared very impromptu-like, just some general ideas, but Americans are creative. People are creative, and I'm going to be curious to find out what other new ways people found to, you know, to give and donate and to serve others during this giving season. And, you know, thanks to Facebook, I mean, you're helping to promote this opportunity and this engine in which to participate, because there's just something about the very heart of Americans, their natural instinct to give. Do you find that to be a bit curious?
Yeah, I mean, it is incredible, and it's really inspiring. And during a quite difficult year, I think it's been one of those silver linings that we've seen. And one of my favorite examples from this year is this little six-year-old girl, Andy, who loved visiting the Oakland Zoo. And she heard that it might actually be shutting down, and she was so upset that she asked her mom if she could start a fundraising campaign on Facebook and use the $5 that she got from the Tooth Fairy to kind of kick it off. You know, at 6 years old, this wow. little kind of visionary deciding that she wanted to change the world. And she also said, hey, I want to think about how I can get other people excited to support my campaign as well. So for every $25 donation, I'm going to make bracelets. Within a week, 4,000 people had given more wow. than $25, and she ended up raising $225,000 for the Oakland Zoo. Just a little six-year-old who had an idea. And so I find it not just curious, but incredibly inspiring.
Exactly, and she's still making bracelets with that many donations. Bless her heart.
We did hear from her mom that she has a group of 20 friends and fellow zoo lovers who have come together to help make those bracelets with her.
Isn't that amazing how contagious that can be and how that spreads when you have an idea? And this starts with a six-year-old. Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Any other story? I got to imagine the stories abound for you. Tell us another story.
Oh, man. There's incredible stories. I mean, we've seen, even in light of, you know, very quickly in response to the global pandemic this year, we saw people come together on the platform and raise over $80 million for COVID-19 kind of response efforts. And I think the part that's really exciting is that, you know, about 50% of those donations were $25 or less. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of the community and people coming together, is that it doesn't need to be a huge donation, right? It could start with $5 or $25, and really it catalyzes this change among the community on the platform.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're saying over $80 million. I mean, incredible number for COVID-related fundraisers. Got over $65 million for racial justice-related fundraisers. I mean, this has been a year. I mean, when you look back historically on what's happened in this country, you just consider the attention that it's brought to, brought to people here in America and how they've responded. And they want to be part of the solution. They don't want to be out there, wanting to cause more problems. But, and that says something that you have kind of parallel, events here that are going on. Yes, you've got people that are upset, but then you have people are saying, look at, how can we help? And we're going to put our money where our mouth is. We're going to give. And that's been kind of my takeaway, Caitlin, this year is watching this, is that, if you get outside yourself and you start to serve, you can help heal the community and heal yourself in the process. And I think we're seeing more and more of this. And I think this is the value of Facebook and what they're doing here, to promote. And maybe you didn't really quite intend it to be that way, but the psychological impact is becoming quite obvious, isn't it?
It is. It sure is. I couldn't agree more. And I think it's, Facebook has a platform and has built the tools, and we're kind of continuing to build those tools. But it's really the people, and it's the community coming together who want to kind of, extend a hand in their backyard. We've had people post on the platform saying that they needed groceries and they can't leave their home. And it's really easy for someone else to say, well, I'm happy to deliver you groceries during this time. And so I think it's really, it's just been an amazing, outpouring of support that we've seen this year.
Yeah, and when people find themselves in a situation like this suddenly, I mean, we're so used to being free, being able to go to the grocery store and not even think about it. But suddenly you're on quarantine and you're locked down and you can't get outside. And how many of your neighbors that you don't even know about are experiencing this, especially seniors that find themselves suddenly, without this. And because of the Facebook platform, we're able to connect a need with a service and flow to that need. And really be a big help in communities. Again, I can't wait till we look and see the after effects of all this. Well, Caitlin Jankowski leads Strategic Social Impact Partnerships at Facebook, overseeing a team dedicated to providing nonprofit organizations with strategic insights and counsel on maximizing the potential of Facebook's social impact and charitable giving products. Caitlin, again, we thank you for coming on the show. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
All they have to do is go to Facebook and in the search bar type in fundraisers.
Give you the last word. That's perfect. Thanks, Caitlin. You take care. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
This is sponsored by Amazon. The holidays are just around the corner, and customers can use a variety of payment methods, now including Snap EBT on Amazon, to purchase the ingredients they need for holiday meals. During a time when families celebrate with their favorite meals and traditions, Amazon.com's grocery offerings provide customers with access to vast selection across grocery brands. Customers will be sure to find a range of budget-saving options that the whole family will love. And what's more, customers paying with Snap EBT can shop Amazon Fresh with no Prime membership needed. That's fast and convenient grocery delivery with the ability to schedule your preferred delivery time within a 1 or 2 hour delivery window as early as same day. Customers can also choose to have attended or unattended delivery of their groceries for further safety and convenience. To learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/snap. Again, that's Amazon.com/snap.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Back in America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. Also great to have our next guest, Lee Filson. She's back. Mayflower descendant, executive director of Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town and county of Plymouth, Massachusetts. But before we bring Lee on directly, just a little bit of background. You know, this year is going to be an unusual Thanksgiving holiday, as we all know and are expecting. Many of us are going to stay home to go to family gatherings that are smaller than usual. 2020 has been a pretty rough year, especially for Plymouth, Mass., where they are commemorating the 400th anniversary of the historic Mayflower sailing into Plymouth Harbor. They call Plymouth America's hometown because it is the first place in our country that entire families landed and settled. They are known for the Mayflower Compact and a peace with a local tribe that led to a feast that is the symbol for our current Thanksgiving celebrations each year. Pandemic or not, entire families still travel to Plymouth every year, the land of Thanksgiving. And today, Lee Filson, as I mentioned, is with us. Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. I'm thrilled to be here, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone, even if it is smaller.
Yes, it's, well, Thanksgiving, small, large, or however you're able to manage it, God bless you, and just appreciate the salutation, because hey, Thanksgiving is a special time of year, and even in the midst of COVID, we have still so much to be thankful for, don't we?
We certainly do, and coming to Plymouth when you're ready, it should be definitely on your list to find out just how this piece of history in America came about and what it's all about. It's a part of all of us. There are over 10 million of us out there that are descendants of the Pilgrims.
Wow, that's incredible. That many still, so that's awesome that there are that many. And, of course, you are one of them. There is something so special about Plymouth, Massachusetts, and this is why if you've ever been there or even if you've seen footage of the events that take place, I have it's on my bucket list, I will tell you that, Lee. I've got to come out. I keep saying this every year, but I promise I will come out.
You truly have to, because the under normal circumstances, and starting with 21, we hope this whole pandemic is over, but the weekend before Thanksgiving, we have a huge parade that people come from all over the country and the world to see, and then that's followed by events throughout the week and a wonderful illumination event that evening where you carry candles down to the waterfront and you see a bit of a show and then go and dine in the area. It's a wonderful week of activities. And this is America's hometown, because
exactly.
The Pilgrims really were America's family.
And when you go there and you see it, you understand why it is. And I would say that, you know, not that the Pilgrims experienced the pandemic like we did. They had their share of diseases they had to deal with, right?
They did. And as a matter of fact, there are a lot of parallels there. 3 years before the Pilgrims arrived, the Wampanoags had been living in that same area, and at that time they called Plymouth Patuxent. They had been there over 10,000 years, and a pandemic came through and wiped out almost all of the tribe. And those that remained moved on to other places to get away from it. 3 years went by, and the Pilgrims landed and started to settle there. But they also were very ill from having traveled 63 days across the water. Over half of them died, so there were only 51 left that settled the area, now known as Plymouth.
Interesting that, you know, our histories interweave, don't they, between the Pilgrims
they really
do. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, is this the reason why the Mayflower Thanksgiving, we consider this to be the first Thanksgiving holiday?
Well, it's actually not the first in terms of being the first in the country. The reason we call it the first Thanksgiving is because the Pilgrims got here and, as William Bradford wrote, went through the winter of death. There were only 51 left. The Wampanoags came along. There was a great peace alliance that lasted for half a century, but they helped them learn to plant, and they also helped them in many other ways. Both sides defended each other, took care of each other, and by the autumn of 1621, there was actually a bountiful harvest, and that was the first clue to the Pilgrims that they actually were going to survive. They were thankful for so many things, for the world, for each other, for the food that was there, the bountiful harvest, and mostly that they survived.
Exactly.
And so later on, Abraham Lincoln created the Thanksgiving holiday, a holiday of gratitude, and used them as a symbol.
Wouldn't that be amazing on the 400th anniversary of this incredible historic event that America would realize that divine providence once again is there with a sign to demonstrate to us that we're going to get on the other side of this COVID-19. What do you think?
I agree with you. I really do think, and I do think that we will get past it, and I think times will be good again. And I think it also is an example to everyone that perhaps trying to get along better, as the Wampanoags and the Mayflower Pilgrims did at that time for the period that they stayed in harmony, is a good example. It takes a lot of forgiveness for us to get to the other side of the mess we're in right now. And I think that they are a good example of how to do that.
And, of course, the Pilgrims, because of their faith, led the way. And the Indians were ready for this as well, which was really special. And so, you know, perhaps, Lee, this is what we would need. This would be our prayer for this Thanksgiving holiday coming up. Lots of myths about that Thanksgiving between the Pilgrims and the Indians. Did they eat turkey and pumpkin pie like us?
Well, they did. They ate turkey. They probably would have had pumpkin, but not pumpkin pie. But the turkey would have been very different. It would have been really gristly. It would have been hard to chew and not at all like what we're used to at all. In fact, I think we would have hated their turkey. But they did indeed eat from everything off the earth. And the Wampanoag tribe brought in venison. They had venison. They had fowl. They had fish. They had all of the things that were plentiful of the earth at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the Mayflower ship. I mean, that is spectacular. It so stands out in the event. Whenever you see the videos and, you know, things going on, the Mayflower ship that is there at Plymouth that we can visit.
Yes, there is a replica of the ship Mayflower here in Plymouth that you can actually go on and you can climb down into the lower deck where they lived for 63 days in a space with 102 people that they could barely stand up. They could not stand up straight because the ceiling was too low and they could only drink beer. Water was not safe and it was a pretty miserable existence for 63 days. And if you travel here today, you can go upon a ship and learn all about that.
How cool. Well, Lee Filson is with us, Mayflower Descendant, Executive Director of Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town and county of Plymouth, Mass. Is Thanksgiving a big deal in Plymouth today?
Thanksgiving is a huge deal. We have a huge parade the weekend before. We have events through the week. You can eat a Thanksgiving meal like they would have eaten with examples of it at our Plymouth Patuxent Museums. There are so many things that you can do. And because 10 million of us are descended from the Pilgrims, hopefully you can put it on your list to come here and learn the entire Mayflower story, which includes the Wampanoag tribe as well.
I promise. I'm coming out to see you, Lee, soon and very soon. Let's touch on a couple of quick.
I'm going to hold it to that.
You're on. I keep saying this every year we talk, but we've got to do this. So, what are some of the myths about Thanksgiving? Did they really step on the rock?
Well, actually, it's very likely, thanks to a new book that's out this year by historian James Baker. He says that it's very likely in an icy cold winter when it was so horrible and the wind was blowing that it makes perfect sense that they would have taken their shallop up next to the rock, stepped off on the rock, and jumped onto land. But, of course, through the generations, some people have believed it, some haven't, but I can't really tell you for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, two final questions real quick because we got to wrap this up. What else can we do in Plymouth when we visit, and where do we go for more information?
Well, when you visit, come and visit our museums, come and maybe take a whale-watching tour, eat in our restaurants, go out to Plymouth Patuxent Museums, and learn both stories of the Mayflower Pilgrims as well as the Wampanoag tribe and what happened during those 50 years before it got so much worse for Native Americans in the following generation. There's lots to do here. This is a part of your history and something that you really should put on your list because it's really going to help you know who you are as well.
Exactly, and appreciate Thanksgiving like never before in a real special way as well because we have so much to be thankful for. Lee, where can they go for more information? Is there a website?
Seaplymouth.com. Seaplymouth.com or for events, Plymouth400inc.org. But go to Seaplymouth.com and it'll lead you there as well. And I want to wish everyone a huge happy Thanksgiving.
Lee Filson, she is a Mayflower descendant, executive director of Sea Plymouth, the official tourism agency for the town. Thank you, Lee. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?